You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Who do you trust?
Tyson, the name of the game is Who Do You Trust? Today's subject is cookout food.
All right, we're both going to read you statements, and you just decide who you trust, who you think is telling the truth. Cream of Saskatchewan is a variety of watermelon.
Tyson, I don't know if you knew this or not, researchers generally agree that barbecue originated in Iceland. Debbie or me, who do you trust?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Debbie.
Wow. Good job.
I would have never get cream of Saskatchewan.
It sounds quite disgusting,
God,
actually.
It does.
Oh. The only reason I picked that one is because it did sound so
weird.
Odd. Yeah.
Well, good job out of you.
That's why I picked it.
Nice instinct. So, Tyson, we're going to put your name on the list. You can bring a friend as well. High Valley tomorrow afternoon for that acoustic performance.
Thank you very much.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So we have the utmost respect for these guys, even though we don't have the commitment to be these guys.
What are you talking about?
The guys in the neighborhood at Halloween who are committed. Committed to all during trick-or-treating, even, you know, that whole night, scaring people, mm-hmm. doing things to the kids.
I used to be a little more committed than I am now, but I've kind of grown tired.
We've told the story many times of living in Brandon Oaks in Union County in Indian Trail and the guy with the chainsaw. And every year the kids would be like, he's not going to get me this year.
And he came up with a different trick every year. He would be a leaf blower one year. He'd come out from behind the house you didn't expect. He thought, oh, he's not here this year.
Yeah, there he was. And there he was. Believe it or not, Steve Carell is that guy.
Last year I got an animatronic dog that is like spring-loaded. And
what
you do, I put it in the bushes outside my house. And if you walk by it, it's motion activated. If you walk by it, it starts to growl. And you can't see it. And the eyes start to light up. And it just starts going. And people are looking around. Where? What? What's going on?
Yeah.
And after about 5 seconds, it goes. And it just jumps out at you. And so this year, I got the companion piece, which is the animatronic spring-loaded cat. So they're going to be on either side of the driveway.
You're going to freak people out. You're going to frighten people.
Yes.
How great.
That's great.
You see Carell just sitting in the window going, I got another one.
I love it. I love that he has that sort of boyish thing about him.
Are you that guy or that girl in the neighborhood that is just way too committed to Halloween? 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Commitment to Halloween, to scaring people, to pulling pranks and tricks. Are you that guy or that girl in the neighborhood? Do you know them?
Hey, my dad is the ultimate Halloween master.
Okay, what does he do?
All right, so he decides to buy, which my mom hates him for it, buys a new costume every year. Like last year, he bought a big giant Sasquatch costume. Decides it's funny to run around the neighborhood wearing it with all of the children in the cul-de-sac. Absolutely terrified. Brought it to West Virginia during Halloween last year.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say he brought it to West Virginia, you know, just randomly. He figured that's a good place for Sasquatch to roam.
Yeah, but you're going to get shot.
Are you that person, or do you know that person that is just way too committed to Halloween in your neighborhood?
Not in the neighborhood, but a couple years ago, the Stanley County Shrine Club, we run the haunted trail over there.
Okay.
And one year, we had the West Montgomery drama team came over, and I told them, I said, we need to do something to entertain the crowd. They warmed up a chainsaw and got this little wee little girl. She was 90 pounds soaking wet. She let out a scream that would have made Jason turn around and run away from her. And she went through the curtain, and I went right behind her with a chainsaw. She went out there about 20 feet. I told her to fall down, and I set the chainsaw down, and I grabbed her over my shoulder, and I grabbed that chainsaw with one hand and slung it at the crowd and revved that thing up. There wasn't a person in the crowd that wasn't uneasy. You talking about unnerving the whole crowd of people. Now, that was a sight.
Those crazy Shriners. They got those little cars and chainsaws. Didn't you get taken out by a chainsaw at one of these things?
Yeah, well, it was as at the very end, and the people are chasing you out of the place with the chainsaw, and the guy accidentally got a little too close to me. And I felt it on the back of my leg, and he comes running out, rips his mask off. I'm so sorry. It left a bad bruise. Yeah.
We didn't sue?
No, we didn't. I was nice. He didn't mean it.
I don't care!
Hey, I was calling about Halloween.
Are you that person who's way too committed?
It's me and my husband, guilty as charged.
What is the crowning achievement of your Halloween scaring commitment?
Oh, we go all out. We do projections. We've got about 4 or 5 projections going through the yard. We've got the house that dance to music. The goal is if the kids leave more candy after running away, then we win.
Yeah, I was calling about Halloween.
Yeah, are you that person that is just way too committed?
Definitely am, yes. Proud to admit that, though.
Okay, so what all do you do?
Well, we definitely decorate the house scary, you know, all kinds of skeletons and monsters outside. But when my kids were little and we had their baby monitors, we'd put the receiving end outside and we could talk through it so we could scare people as they were coming up to the house.
So what would you say?
Don't look behind you, or just anything scary, or just kind of moaning, and you know, the kids would get on there and they'd have fun with it too.
What was the crowning achievement of your scaring the neighbor's career?
Probably bringing tears to the little one's eyes, you know, but then you have to make light of it and let them have their candy. So.
If it's an adult Halloween party, the scariest thing you say is, this is the IRS, you're being audited. That'll make you drop everything. It'll
make you drop everything and run. This got started. Steve Carell, guy from The Office, he's that guy in the neighborhood. He has a full motion-activated animatronic dog that he hides in the bushes, and it growls at you, and its eyes glow. And then if you get too close, it literally jumps out of the bushes at you. And he just sits in the window and watches. Are you that person who's that committed?
Hey, I know that person that does the Halloween.
What do they do?
Okay, well, he stands there with the candy in his hand like a dead butler. And when the kids go to reach for the candy, he jerks a little bit, scares the crap out of them. One of the neighbors came up, and he says, wow, he says, you really do it all out for Halloween. He says, I can't wait to see what you do for Christmas. He says, well, I'm Jewish.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag. What is it?
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, I wanted to try to answer the question.
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag.
I know when I was a kid, I always hated it when you got raisins.
Really anything that can even be remotely confused as healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's not why they're out there.
Exactly.
Can I ask that?
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag. What is it?
Some kind of school supply, like Pips or something.
School supply. I love that answer.
I never had anybody put a school. Did you trick-or-treat in a neighborhood where someone put school supplies?
Yeah, they used to give out pencils and erasers.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is like putting a neon sign out in your yard that says, vandalize my house.
Yeah, that is asking for trouble.
Handing out, not even teachers are that dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know they've got cute little Halloween pencils and all the little...
No.
You can put those in a treat bag, but they better have some treats in there.
Right.
New 103.7 working on the smartest person in the QC.
Y'all have an answer?
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag. What is it? Pretzels. No.
Not good try. Yet. Good try. Thank you.
I don't want bar food in my trick-or-treat bag unless I'm getting bar beverages.
Yeah,
in
typically,
my trick-or-treat
I mean,
bag.
If they're dipped in chocolate, maybe. I want something sweet.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have an answer yet?
What do you think?
A tube of toothpaste.
Oh. This is right up with school supplies. Yeah. Anything dental.
Well, you know, I guess a dentist might put a toothbrush or floss or something in there.
Oh.
Well, getting the candy. I thought somebody might say, okay, they need to
brush
their teeth after you ate all the candy.
I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, somebody. You know what? You don't want to be that mom. Mm. You don't want people. God, did you see what Jimmy's mom gave out? Freaking Crest. No, you don't want that. Another neon sign that says, vandalize my house, if you're handing out Crest and toothbrushes. Smartest person in the QC?
Yes, is the answer a toothbrush?
A toothbrush.
No, but that would not be fun.
No, no toothpaste, no toothbrushes. Just stay away from anything that's orally hygienic, you know. And how terrible. Thanks.
Thanks.
Charlie and Debbie, I'd like to answer the QC question.
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in the trick-or-treat bag. What is it?
Got to be either apple or raisins.
No, that is not it.
Really?
Yeah. Good try, though, because I'd rather have chocolate or something.
I'm glad you brought up the chocolate, though. I will accept chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah, that's not
bad. I'll accept caramel apples.
Yeah, like that.
That's how you dirty up something healthy for Halloween,
yeah,
kids.
It's like those moms that say, well, he ate the broccoli after I drenched it in cheese.
Smartest person in the QC.
One in four kids say this is the worst thing you can put in a trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah, I want to take a guess. Is it licorice?
It is licorice. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I like, even though the purists will say there's no such thing as red licorice, I like red licorice.
Well, I like the Twizzlers, but that doesn't taste anything like licorice.
Yeah, no. but just that real black licorice, that's just nasty.
It tastes like medicine.
It is terrible. Who is this?
This is Jason Ballard.
Jason, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
This is Jason Ballard, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's sort of an honorary title that we throw around on the show, Baddest Man on the Planet. And I believe the baddest man is a woman right now.
I think so.
In the United Kingdom, a woman behind the cash register at a gas station when a man with a gun came in and demanded everything in her drawer.
At that point, I say, Take what you want.
You have my drawers.
Yeah.
They're a little stained at this point, but you can have them. Instead of surrendering, the 51-year-old turned to the robber and said, sorry, mate, too busy to deal with you right now. Take your gun and leave.
And did that work?
He left. I'm sorry, too busy.
Too busy. Get out. I guess he moved on.
I guess. You know what? That's how you know that robber was married. Because he said, well, she's said the final word.
Okay. Guess you got to do what the woman says.
Moving on. Speaking of marriage, Shelby McDowell of Flagler County, Florida, was recently arrested for crashing a wedding. The 20-year-old showed up to spy on her boyfriend.
Mm.
See, he was invited, but she wouldn't.
There's probably a good reason she wasn't.
Apparently so. Shelby stormed onto the dance floor after her boyfriend started not just dancing, but kissing on some other woman.
That's what happens when you're dancing.
So Shelby, who apparently stopped off at the bar on the way to the dance floor, threw a drink on him before running to the bathroom. And if you think this is the end of the story, you are incorrect.
You can run, you can't hide.
Several bridesmaids then pulled Shelby out of the stall by her feet and started just taking it to her.
It was waylaying on her.
Just whooping her. Mm. Whooping her like a Jackie Chan movie. A resort manager broke up the fight. Shelby's alleged boyfriend told cops that they are not dating and that he never kissed his date's partner. Shelby was the one charged with battery. The bridesmaids who yanked her out and whooped the crap out of her? Nothing. Shelby to the hoose cow.
Well, she did throw the drink. That's the assault right there.
She ruined somebody's dress.
That's it. You cannot do that. That's a party foul.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.